Well, good morning to the stock market again. What a high. The only thing matching this 10-year, one-day high was the low point of acting PM Vivek Oberoi. Vivek Oberoi had tweeted a collage of three images featuring him, Aishwarya, Salman Khan, Abhishek Bachchan, and Aishwarya's seven-year-old daughter Aradhya. The post referred to Salman and Aishwarya's relationship as the opinion poll, Vivek and Aishwarya's affair as the exit poll, and her current family with husband Abhishek and daughter Aradhya as the final result. Well, finally, at least someone is saying the results will be drastically different than polls and exit polls. Sonam Kapoor was the first one to call out Vivek Oberoi's lowbrow humor, to which Vivek Oberoi gave an interview and said, "I personally feel that she should less overact in her films and should not overreact on social media." Well, first tip for Vivek, dude. Agree Sonam overacts, but might be a good idea for you to at least try to act. Second, please follow what your sadhvi Pragya Thakur has laid out for you, a 63-hour silence as a mark of penance. What to this R, Vivek, the lifetime loser Oberoi, is refusing to apologize. It is 21st May 2019, and if Vivek Oberoi doesn't see anything wrong with making public his sad humor and sad past, then do you really expect the Election Commission to be making anything public? Especially, why is there a strange animal prowling on Indian roads, especially in Uttar Pradesh? Well, there are several videos that have been shot across UP, or should I say encountered, of EVMs riding on trucks and tempos trying to make their way into strong rooms and then try to disappear, like Namo TV disappeared out of DTH as swiftly as it had made an appearance. Maybe there is a bit of explanation to do, but when the Sung man is in charge of the stronghold keys, and here that could apply both to the man on top and also the election chief Sunil Arora, we don't expect an answer of how come. An RTI-based public interest petition in the Bombay High Court points out that 20 lakh EVMs that the manufacturers affirm to have delivered are missing from the possession of the Election Commission. And this is out of an RTI. Are these the ones riding those tempos and trucks? And is this the reason why, despite seven phases of elections beating Game of Thrones, it will still take 4 days for vote counting to happen? Well, one thing is sure, there is no one to answer. Meanwhile, it's Ramzan time, no iftar parties, but plenty of dinner parties and teas are in line. While the BJP has decided to host a dinner for all top NDA leaders, including PM Narendra Modi and President of BJP Amit Shah, the opposition leaders will meet in the national capital to discuss the political situation and possibilities to stake claim for government formation. Meanwhile, the leaders of the opposition parties will also meet the Election Commission and raise the issue of tallying paper trail of votes, the VVPATs, with electronic voting machine figures as per Supreme Court directions. Now, the opposition wants counting not to start for any subsequent round till the figures of the previous round have been tabulated, signed and accepted. It wants the number of votes recorded in the EVMs to be checked against the voter numbers in the booth sheets. But notwithstanding the exit poll predictions, the opposition is going ahead with its strategy, as most parties have trashed the forecast and claimed that the NDA would not get a majority in the Lok Sabha. Well, NDA is not the only one excited about the exit polls. Obviously, stock market and Satta Bazaar is included. But buoyed by the exit polls that predicted a return of the BJP government at the center with a thumping majority, many Hindutva organizations are holding a 10-day convention from the 27th of May. And the focus this time would be on ways to amend the constitution to get India declared a Hindu Rashtra. The Hindu Jan Jagruti Samiti said the annual convention will be held like other years in Ponda in Goa, and over 800 organizations will attend the session with a special focus on legalities of the amendment, besides social media usage towards this goal. Now, this is the outfit whose activists have been named for their role in the killing of journalist Gauri Lankesh, but in a country where a terror accused can boldly lay claim to another terrorist, what are we calling it now? Sorry, assassins. Patriotism for having killed Mahatma Gandhi, the father of the nation, supported by RSS, whose reason, the sole reason for existence, is Hindu Rashtra, then what else would you expect? And amidst all this, comes out Kejriwal and says that the Prime Minister is trying to have him killed. Well, Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal caught in a controversy over his claim that his personal security officers could kill him. On Monday, claimed it was Prime Minister Narendra Modi who wanted him dead. Delhi being a union territory, the Delhi police is under the control of the Union Home Ministry. Well, in a Twitter exchange with senior BJP leader and Union Minister Vijay Goyal on Monday, Mr. Kejriwal in a Hindi post said, "Vijay ji, not my PSO, but it is Modi ji who wants to get me killed." Well, not sure PM would do it, but we will still hope Kejriwal is safe and also sound, the latter as important as the former. Meanwhile, Kamal Nath says Congress is willing to prove its majority in Madhya Pradesh. The chief minister said his government has no problem with the floor test after the BJP urged the governor to convene a special session of the assembly. And with that, let's head to international news, where the Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif has hit back at Donald Trump's genocidal taunts after a strongly worded warning from Trump that Tehran should not think of attacking the US. Quote, "Goaded by hashtag B-team," Zarif wrote on Twitter in an apparent reference to Trump advisors such as John Bolton, "Donald Trump hopes to achieve what Alexander, Genghis and other aggressors failed to do. Iranians have stood tall for millennia while aggressors all gone. Hashtag economic terrorism and genocidal taunts won't end Iran." Then he added, hashtag never threaten an Iranian, try respect, it works. And from another right we head to, well, another right-winger. Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro has proposed an early election for the National Assembly headed by opposition leader Juan Guaido. Addressing supporters in Caracas, Mr. Maduro did not set a date for the vote currently scheduled for late 2020. The National Assembly has been stripped of its power since his Socialist Party lost control of it in 2016. Meanwhile, all ministers from Austria's far-right Freedom Party, FPO, are resigning, throwing the government there into chaos. The Freedom Party's leader, Heinz Christian Strache, who was also vice-chancellor, was forced to resign at the weekend after a video sting where he was filmed proposing to offer government contracts to a supposed Russian oligarch's niece. And while we are in Australia, the terrible news of the day is perhaps that of Niki Lauda. 3-time Formula One champion Niki Lauda has died at the age of 70, his family says. The Austrian took the title for Ferrari in 1975 and 1977 and for McLaren in 1984. For many, he will be remembered for his remarkable recovery and return to racing after being badly burned in a crash in the 1976 German Grand Prix. That is all that I have for you, except this last bit of information so you don't get milkshaked by anyone. Doesn't matter if you are or you're not lactose intolerant. Angry Britons are fighting against hate speech and unpopular far-right campaigners with an unlikely weapon, the milkshake. The act of milkshaking has become a symbol of protest on British soil, with Brexit Party leader Nigel Farage becoming the latest target in a string of attacks that have seen dairy-based drinks dashed at controversial European election candidates during events across the country. Well, for India, milkshake could do. But to take the piss with cow piss would be a different high that no stock market can match. Have a wonderful day ahead and goodbye from takeapart.in.